It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. More G.I. Joe classified listings emerge, and the internet is broken. Hoo boy, we have a brand new batch of G.I. Joe classified listings courtesy of the awesome artist Shark, aka G.I. Shark on Instagram, via the ever solid listings king, JT Prime 17. With that said, it looks like these are legit and contain a huge amount of interesting tidbits. The first thing you may notice is the change of theme regarding the internal code words. They must have run out of authors with the amount of figures we've been dealing with recently, so now we are on to cartoon characters. We have a Captain Caveman Deluxe, which could be any of the recent name-only reveals we've seen, or something brand new, of course. These all look like 2024 and even contain a few vehicles by the looks of it. Anyway, we have Dastardly Pet, which could very well be Mutt and Junkyard, as they were revealed in name-only during the last livestream, and then we get to HB Blossom VEH. Now this will be a figure and vehicle, but also could be a new designation for Hasbro Pulse exclusives. We will have to do more digging to figure that one out. Speaking of doing more digging, we will also have to do that with TNS Buttercup. Another Powerpuff Girls reference, but doesn't give much away here. Same goes for the MM designation, which could mean Mad Marauders or Mass Market, etc. Either way, we will need more info before that becomes clear. We see that double M on Velma, Shaggy VEH, Scooby VEH, and Scrappy. So get the Mad Marauders mystery machine out, because we are going ghost detective on this. We also get more retro editions with Smurfette, Papa, and Gargamel. Now these could be more straightforward and relate to the rumoured new Duke and Scarlet figures coming our way, and a regular Cobra Emblem Cobra Commander, because that would just make sense with the recent HasLab edition. Plus the Smurf names just line up too well on this one. I will say that Hasbro have often thrown in red herrings, but I don't see them doing fish code names for at least a few more years. Sorry, couldn't help myself. Finally, they have possibly revealed 60th anniversary releases with Tom and Jerry, not literally the cat and mouse combo, but from a coded perspective, of course. It would be fun if they do revisit the 12-inch origins here and give us a few homages from the start of this crazy brand, way back in 1964, but time will of course tell here. I would like to shout out the artist Shark for posting the listings in the first place, and for JT Prime 17 for confirming them. You can watch Shark's video via the link in the description for his take on the news, and go give him a like while you're at it. Anyway, what do you guys think? Happy to even see more listings for the line? What do you think the new designations mean? Will Hasbro slip up and accidentally use G.I. Joe cartoon character names for some of these and just not realise? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will be back with more of those fun name-only reveal deep dives for Quick Kick, Big Boa and Mutt and Junkyard very soon. The weekly is coming tomorrow with Pat and myself, and we'll go into this story in more detail, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe, see you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.